Yes. The moment you've taken standing, they show you his greatness. Move on to glorify him. Tell him, Father in heaven, you are my Father, you alone, that I read of well in the Matthew 23:9. And I've been told that
you
don't have any other father on the earth, because your Father is one in heaven. I believe you alone. I believe in Ephesians 4, verse 6, that you are one God, Father of all, who is above all, who pass through all, and you work in all. I glorify, give you glory and honor. I request you to sit down in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we want to appear to moving on with the light of the word of God, to enlighten us in the way we have to go, which reaches to the everlasting life. Praise Jesus much. We thank God. He has gathered us again today that he
wants
to teach us for profiting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I request you greet of your brethren and have a revelation you reach unto them, which pass through the light of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let me see. Move on as we see.
Omugambi otya. Omunyonyo dotya.
Have they explained to you that I've given you a revelation there? Let them explain something to you. Let them explain to you. Yes.
Again, they
move on to explain to you the revelation they have.
Has
to be coming from light of the word of God. Yes. As you check to prove whether what they tell you they are written, and they bring out light of the word of God well. Have they explained to you well? Tell them to explain to you. Move on to explain. Tell them, Apostle takes 1.5 hours to 2 hours. He explains.
You
want to explain only for 5 minutes? Yes. They explain to you indeed. Let them explain to you. Explained very well.
Yeah,
those I see they have given up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are they explained to you there? You've begun to understand. Yes.
Tell
them to add on more and more scriptures. Are they moving on to explain to you? Tell them first, wait. Stop there. You explain as you first introduce yourself to me. Who are you? Explain to me. Their names, their gifts, their calling, their work, the way they be prepared to be worthy to explain to you. They said their name is what? They want to cancel the things you've so far learned.
Luwalira.
That Luwalira. Let them explain the name God gave them. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 up to 15. From him all clans of heaven and earth, they have to derive, get a name from him. Tell them God is not served with hands as if he's in need. Acts chapter 17, verse 23 up to 29. Tell them you minister to me in the name of God as who? Romans chapter 11, verse 29. There are gifts and callings. Let me explain to you their gift and the calling. After they explain to you their work, and explain how they got perfected for that good work. Yes.
They didn't
know one who moves you on at the way they are. Bible say that we learned the many witnesses, we hold unto them, knowing those who taught us the way they are. Now what are they? Yes. Okay, let's come back. The remaining will explain them. But always be ready to explain who you are, in the names you got from God, and what gift is in life, or what gifts, and what calling, and what work. How were you perfected for that work? Yes.
About
to come down in the congregation and you explain to us. You are going to write down. You're going to begin explain to us when you got saved. What is salvation?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The question you're going to answer us: how did you enter into the body of Christ? And you became holy. The church of God. That I got saved. How did you get saved? That like this and that. What reason made you get saved? After you got saved, you entered the body of Christ. How did you enter it? That I got born again. I clothed Christ Jesus. Yes. How did you prove you clothed Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. How did you prove it? When you proved you had entered, are you a minister or you are a follower? If you are a minister, how did you prove that?
And
I was given a gift and it has a calling like this. The work is this kind of work. I've been moving in it like this and that. Bishops will give you that paper right from there today, 2 days ahead. You follow up the questionnaires on there, you fill them. We are going on the mission.
Campaign revival and do restoration.
Campaign revival and do restoration.
We are going to
campaign and at the same time doing restoration. But we want to prepare you well.
We are
going to answer those questions. The one who does not have them,
still
you meet those bishops to help you. Bishops and the deacons. They will give you that paper and their questions just like that. You go back, answer them, then bring back the paper.
Wanji,
are we together? We've reached the August. September 2 is right on the corner. The revival has started on the 14th. Now you are there to explain to us. Yes. Who are you? Give us your names.
Kaguje.
We say, on the father, that name came from where? We order you in the clan of our home in heaven.
The
holy clan, you get holy names. That yes. How did you enter into the body of Christ? In the holy ones of Christ. The holy church of God. That I got saved. How? When you got saved, you entered into the body. Entering the body of Christ, it means what? That I got born again. When you got born, what happened? I became a new creation. If you became a new creation, why are you Kabanda? The Kabandas are there. And the child,
Kabanda
kayaye, a gangster Kabanda.
And when you
enter the body of Christ,
is
there a part on the body and it never gives service? That no. Where are you working? Because when we look at your body, every part there has a responsibility. The body of Christ, what are you doing there?
Hey, Owangi.
Are you one of the body of Christ? Which part are you?
Mutume,
apostle,
nabi,
prophet,
musumba,
pastor. What part are you on this body? You are a hand,
matu,
ears,
maso,
eyes,
hindo,
nose,
kabina,
the palm,
mikono,
hands,
bigere,
the legs,
lubuto,
stomach,
yenda,
intestines,
nebilala.
And the others. On the body of Christ, you are which part? People say that they are on the body of Christ. Do not know which part they are.
1
Corinthians chapter
12,
starting from verse
13,
say, as we are part of the body of Christ, a living part, active, having a role it plays. Is it not that? And there you begin to explain to us that I have a gift, I have this calling, I have this work,
and
I was prepared like this. In all the gifts you have, how have you been moving in them? What questions have you met? How have you been answering them? What challenge have you met so far? How have you overcome them? If you're a pastor, the problems you
met,
how have you shepherded yourself? The questions which came to you, how did you answer yourself? Not being committed to the flock of God. You two were not able to shepherd yourself. You are an evangelist?
How
did you preach yourself in the midst when you got challenges? Are we together? Now we shall pass through tomorrow how we are going to do it. But let's move on again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Speak, brethren, tell them. Will you answer those questions? And they briefly tell you how they will answer them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Akugambia atia.
What have they told you?
Ntiagenda kola atia.
That they're going to do how? But let us wait for them, how they will answer.